This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A provincial lawmaker in Afghanistan says Taliban fighters have entered the capital of Jawzhan province after sweeping through 9 of 10 districts. The government did not deny a local lawmaker's claim that Taliban fighters had entered the city, but said it had not fallen into Taliban control. Several other of the country's 34 provincial capitals are threatened. Taliban fighters have swept through large swaths of Afghanistan at surprising speed as the last U.S. and NATO troops leave the country. The U.S. Central Command says the withdrawal is more than 95% complete and will be finished by August 31st. International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach declared the Tokyo 2020 Olympics closed Sunday. The Olympic flame has been extinguished and the flag handed to Paris's mayor, site of the next Summer Games. Bach called the pandemic-delayed games the, quote, most challenging Olympic journey, end quote. The closing ceremony for the 16-day event began in a nearly empty Olympic stadium Sunday due to strict anti-coronavirus conditions. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden applauded U.S. Olympic athletes Saturday for showing courage under pressure and uniting the country, a day after inviting them to the White House following the Tokyo Games. The second biggest U.S. Olympic team ever, with 613 athletes, has won 108 medals, more than any other country. In a video call with the athletes Saturday, Mr. Biden said, quote, "It wasn't just your athletic ability, it was your moral courage. You remind us of what an amazing country we are," end quote. If you'd like more on the Olympics or any of the stories we're covering today, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. An upcoming UN report on climate change gives the international community its clearest ever warning about the dangers of accelerating climate change. Britain's COP26 President Alok Sharma said Sunday. The chief for the November Climate Change Summit told the Observer newspaper, a report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change due Monday would show the world was on the brink of potential disaster. He said, quote, "We can't afford to wait 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. This is the moment," end quote. He added that unless nations act now, quote, "we will unfortunately be out of time," end quote. The summit is scheduled for November in the Scottish city of Glasgow. Hundreds of Greek firefighters fought desperately Sunday to control wildfires on the island of Evia that have charred vast areas of pine forest, destroyed homes, and forced tourists and locals to flee. The civil protection deputy minister said Sunday, quote, "We have ahead of us another difficult evening, another difficult night," end quote. He added in all 17 firefighting aircraft, planes, and helicopters were fighting the fires on Evia, the second biggest Greek island. More than 400 wildfires broke out in the last 24 hours. Besides Evia, some of the biggest fronts still burning are areas in the Peloponnese, including ancient Olympia, the site of the first Olympic Games. A sheriff says the governor of the U.S. state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, could face misdemeanor charges if investigators substantiate a criminal complaint filed this week accusing him of groping an aide at the governor's state residence. The sheriff promised Saturday a, quote, "very comprehensive," end quote, investigation into the woman's claim. He said it would be premature to say whether Cuomo himself will be questioned. Israel set up rapid coronavirus testing stations across the country Sunday, the Magen David Adom Emergency Service said, as the government tries to stave off another pandemic lockdown. The testing centers are aimed at the non-vaccinated and those who have recovered from the virus and need a health pass. Results are received in 15 minutes. Since Sunday morning, unvaccinated people must present a negative COVID test less than 24 hours old, and health passes will be extended to children under 12 starting August 20th. Saudi Arabia will begin accepting vaccinated foreigners wanting to make the Umrah pilgrimage, authorities said Sunday, a move that will boost an economy hit by the COVID pandemic. Starting Monday, Saudi Arabia will begin, quote, "gradually receiving Umrah requests from various countries," end quote, the Saudi press agency reported. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.